that's your favorite guy, DJ Fluff 313. I know I haven't been here for a while. Only reason why is I have some news. Let me. It's some good news. It's good news. A baby on the way. Yes. No, I'm not pregnant, but you know, that's how I go. Have a baby on the way, and it's a girl. A little bitty girl. Oh, so getting ready for that. It's kind of a, I'm gonna say, mind cluster. There you go. That's what I'm gonna say. Cause right now I'm driving real quick. That mind cluster is getting real closer and closer. I can't even say that because that sounds like that blessing. That's what I'm gonna say. But it's been a mind. It's been messing with my head for a little bit. But no, never mind all that. That's just going on with me. The second part, I definitely had to talk about just one thing that I think a lot of people that have a 9-to-5 and everything else will have to agree with. Will have to agree with, and I give these words to people that suffer from this each and every day. The thing is, why do certain people you work with do too much? Oh, man! Why? Who are you impressing? Why? Your life is not a job. This is not your life. It's just a 9-to-5 to collect money for you can handle your business. That's it. Nothing else. Police officers, construction workers, everyone. You're doing too much. Come on, man. We doing too much at these jobs. I mean, to the point that literally you can mess yourself up in construction. Literally, police officer, I guess, you can basically pull over the wrong person and just do too much and probably get shot. The thing is, what I'm basically saying and stating, be careful. And that person that do too much, these are the magic words that I tell each and every person that suffer from that boss, that line leader, or whatever the case may be. When somebody's doing too much and it started affecting you as a regular employee, it can be your supervisor, whatever, your boss, whatever. Realize something. Go look at yourself in the mirror. Or anywhere else, it don't matter. Basically worth way more than that. You are way better than that. That's how God made you and designed you to have a talent and everything else. And you are way better than just this job. I don't care if you went to college for it. That's when you was young. Look, I'm telling you like this. People could over the age of 27, so you went to college for something that your parents had you on and everything else. Then you got into the field and you was like, I really don't want to do this. It's okay, because the fact is, most people do the same thing. I want to go to school to be a bricklayer. I went to school to be a bricklayer, actually. Figure out how many people like scam brick art, bricklayers. It's ridiculous. It's bad. It's very, very, very bad. To the point of, I never even bought my equipment. I bought a little bit of equipment. I did a couple brick work. Couple of side jobs, but that's one thing that I have, that just in case I can't feed my family, I'm gonna go out there and break a couple porches up. You know, that's cool. And a lot of people, I love people that think that way, because it's like, hey, yo, I'm fancy right now. No, you doing too much now. Like, if you work in a job, you make $500 a day, and next thing you know, you get out of that job, or I fire you or something. Why is that the end of you? That's not the end of you. And hopefully you don't have an expensive taste after $500 a day. Really, a lot of times when you make that much money, you figure out, like, it ain't nothing else to buy but random expensive stuff. No. If you can't sell it, then don't buy it. If it costs more than what your regular habits is when you was younger, don't buy it. But The point is to have, just in case if you do get fired, like if I get fired or something, or anybody or have to fall back, I have a couple things I can fall back on. I'm learning the stock market. I'll say 5 years from now, I'll be pretty good and doing my thing at the stock market. Bitcoins is pretty good. Cryptocurrency is the best. Plus I'm not certified, but basically I'm a certified bricklayer. So everything is going well. But if I ever have a chance to not be DJ Fluff, I, you know, get something to fall back on. People that do that, I definitely commend you and I definitely respect you. You know, even if people that have a whack job, that the boss is doing too much. And let me see, basically you got kids to feed and everything else. It's best if you go ahead and try to figure out another job, just in case the day that person get on your nerves, figure out what other job is just like this. Go look at it, go look for it, and open up a couple options for yourself, and you know, go take that route to work, route to the other job after work, and see like, oh, that's not that bad, I probably can do it. Yeah, but such and such, like, you know, don't get comfortable at your 9-to-5. That's rule number one. Because you will not even look for that other job if you get comfortable. And rule number three is, rule number two and three should be the same. You are still not your job. These are lessons I have for life. Let me get you, like, literally, if you get fired, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? No one, you shouldn't even stress your head. Let me tell you why. For one, you get a couple days off. For two, you got a chance to go grab something else. For three, guess what? We have the internet. Come on, man. We don't look for jobs like that. You can make a job. You know how many people on Instagram making themselves famous right now? Right now. They work hard at it. God bless them with it. Pray for it. Get it. Get it under your belt. Because you don't need a job. Sometimes you will get a job to let it burn in the inside of you of how much you can't stand a job. Then get your own thing and you will never turn back. That's the best part. A lot of people just want that security. Oh my goodness, 401k. That stuff is over. I'm going to just say that now. It's over. Oh my goodness, retirement. Okay, by the time you try to retire from a job that you just not got in 2019, guess what? By the time you try to retire, retirement's going to be retired. I'm telling you, it's over. This is crazy. It's like nowadays, government shutdowns and everything else is jacking everything up. You've never seen the government shutdown. Well, you would see something like that when you try to retire. Was that 25 plus years from 2019? That's let it go. Make your own money, put it in the bank. Go find somewhere to live that you can go ahead and be comfortable, safe, and you can basically not micromanage, but your bills and stuff will not be a lot of money. I tell people all the time, man, go find an earth ship. No bills, no rent. You built it, and it's stable as a house, and everything else is in there. It's the best thing ever. If you don't know what an earth ship is, please go look it up. Please, I advise you to please look it up. Your boy DJ Fluff is trying his best to get an Earthship ASAP. I can't do this no more. Every year DTE go up, all types of stuff go up, and then I'd rather just pay my cell phone bill. And I don't even want to go into car insurance in Detroit. It's ridiculous. So I didn't start the show to rant, but sometimes I do feel strongly on things, and sometimes it comes out like that. So, your boy DJ Fluffs, hey, look, I'm not the only one that feels this way. So, just for one, we're going to go over the rules one more time. Rule one, don't take your job too serious. Rule two, at the end of the day, it don't matter. Rule three, the same as rule two. It really don't. Who is these people at when you punch out? Who is these people? They don't control what goes on in your house. Make sure you don't. Oh, rule number four. I'm gonna give you this one. This one also. Make sure you do not. I repeat, do not Mix friendship with employees. Sometimes these are not your friends. I sound like them people I always talk against, but seriously, no. Just because you see them more than a lot of people in your family and friends and household, whatever, they all are not your friends. I'm going to just tell you that now. A lot of them can't wait to stab you in the back. You know, I've been, it's been so many people did me like this on all types of jobs. Even a pregnant woman did this to me. And it was ridiculous. The only reason why is because her boyfriend said she was working too close to me. But if she was my secretary at, or the person that was under me and usually do stuff, and I took, hold on, this is the crazy part. She was working up under me, and she was my secretary that was at the job of, I worked at Technicolor. So I had to make sure all the parts and stuff go out. Now, she worked up under me as the secretary. Guess what I did? I felt friendly enough, and I was like, oh, girl, you is so pregnant. She big now. Girl, don't you dare get up and take them boxes nowhere. I got you. All you got to do is wave at me, and I got you. Like, hey, Mr. Harris, you know what I'm saying? I'm running out of there, and I don't care if I'm got the phone in my hand, anything. I don't care. I'm coming that way. I'm grabbing the boxes, and wherever you were supposed to take them, I do it. You do some sitting down work, and you calm down. You need something from the vending machine. That's what type of person I am, right? Guess what she did? So my order that's going to different places because they did DVD. Technicolor does DVDs. And back then, they was doing VHS. Yes, it's a long time ago. Hey, look, I moved myself up in the job. Every day, it was donuts on my desk. I don't even know where they came from. I still don't know where they came from to this day. I just know that they was there, and they're the office donuts of the day. And it was like, I had it made. But because of that random little part where I was at, and her boyfriend was one of the dudes that that works on the assembly line. Okay, so I guess he was mad about something. So I guess they got to talking because I noticed one day she just was not talking to me. She just was really, really mad for some odd reason. And what ends up happening is she said I went to lunch. She was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, I got this little box real quick. I'm just going to write it off. I'm wait till you come in and take it or whatever. And I'm a log you in and I'm a send your orders out. I said, okay. You sure? She was like, yeah, I got you. I got this. I said, all right, thank you so much. You need anything? You want something from the vending machine? I always ask that because I know how pregnant women sometimes and snacks. Okay. What ends up happening is, so I went to lunch. What? I went to lunch. She ends up calling a dude above me, supposed to be my boss. I never really say boss, but whatever. I comes back downstairs after my lunch. I even came a couple minutes early because I just had a sandwich, whatever, some chips, a juice. I wasn't even nobody up there. I was bored. I came back down with the quickness early. I'm like, I see the boss man. I see another Caucasian guy. I see somebody else and this black guy. I'm like, okay. My boss again was black. So it was like two black guys and a white guy, whatever. So, and her. So I'm like, they came to me like, what seems to be the problem? I said, what's going on? You logged in and sent stuff that's supposed to go to California around the corner. The trucks was asking like their paperwork wasn't matching up with stuff and you sent it in anyway. We had to turn a truck around. I said, hold on. No, time out. No, I didn't. It's very easy. Because the thing was, it was like a number system and a letter system where you would send the trucks to it. And I'm like, what? No, what the heck? So I'm like, I'm trying not to say nothing because I'm like, I ain't want to throw her under the bus because I know she knew what she was doing, but it's crazy. Guess what she said out of her mouth? She said, yeah, and he been gone to lunch for a whole hour. He just not coming back. Now, check this out. When I went to lunch, she called my boss, set me up, and said that I was at lunch already for a half an hour or 45 minutes. They don't know where I'm at. That's when I first walked off. She called the bigger boss and said, yeah, blah, blah. He at lunch and I don't know where he at, and we got a problem. I think he sent these orders the wrong way. So before I even went off, she already sent the orders the wrong way, trying to set me up. Next thing you know, they was like, well, we can't have this and everything else. I don't know. I think we're going to have to move you back to the line. I said, hold on. Let's try to fix this. I know. Hold on. Time out. So before I left, she told me she going to log everything in. Who got your log password? I said, she does. It's written over there on my bottom of my desk. Make sure I don't forget it. Why would you get? I said, sir, hold on. Time out. Before you even try to get mad, you told me to give her the log password. The bigger boss over him looked at him. And he lied immediately. I wouldn't. No, I didn't. Everybody password is sacredly to them. I said, hold on, calm down. No, bro. You told me to give it to her. And just in case if I wasn't here for that day. And next thing you know, if it's his ass on fire, he gonna throw you up under the bus. You know how that go. The lower end get thrown up under the bus. So I was promoted to there. Because they seen that I had the skills or whatever, and I was a people person. I was bubbly and everything else, and I can actually do the job. Cool. What ends up happening? Baby girl, she went against me. She lied. He lied on everything. And the big boss, to satisfy him, they was like, well, we going to get somebody else to do your position. I said, seriously? When? They said, immediately, soon as possible. The next day, the next day, another guy come back there and he doing my job or whatever. He gets my donuts. That's the thing that made me mad. But you know what? It ain't making me mad. Let me go ahead and flip this story real quick. For one, I had a snake by me. So if my snake is, if you a snake and you working at me, by me and near me, basically, boom, that's number one. That's already a failure. For two, hey, them donuts is fattening. You mean to tell me every single day I got infinite amounts of donuts I can eat? That put on a couple pounds on a brother. You feel what I'm saying? For two, sometimes we didn't have nothing to do at all, and we had to basically go check extra orders or whatever like that. Now, that's basically, it's a little lazy sometimes, but whatever. Nah, this is my magic thing. When they moved me down to a smaller spot, I was back on the assembly line. Guess what? You know how many of my friends was like, I told you you'll be back, and everything else. Guess who was really my friend up in there? Three people out of 60. Three people out of 60 are 35. Let me tell you why. If so many people was rooting for you to fail, and then the lady right there next to you that y'all got along with because her boyfriend didn't like you and stuff like that, meaning that I didn't even have, it wasn't even a reason for him or her not to even like me. If somebody was set you up, putting their job in jeopardy, what type of hatred is this? So basically, rule number one and two, your job, don't take your job so seriously. Now, she took her job seriously. Me, I'm like, whatever, I'm at the assembly line. Y'all can walk me up. I'm still getting a check. And oh, P.S., they didn't move my pay down for a good couple weeks, so I collected my good amount of money. Like office money for a good couple weeks. I ain't say nothing about it. It was all good. But you would actually put your job in jeopardy to just jack up somebody else's because somebody else is unhappy. What I'm basically keep telling people is this all the time. Whatever you do is still going to be judged in the end. And that's a bad thing. You have to realize that this world is temporarily, baby. It's only temporarily. Keep a smile on your face. Know that people are going to be hating you for no odd reason. And everything else. I've been everything but a dial to this lady. And everything else. But guess what? I tell people like this. Especially a lot of people that thought about suicide and stuff like that. Look, after you really realize it or live on your life, you can't even remember none of them people's names. I cannot tell you none of these people's names. And I treated them like they was the most important people of my life. I can't tell you none of their names. Last name, middle name, nickname, nothing. You know what that basically means? I'm about to say it. That means they wasn't shit to me. Nothing. So the only reason I gave you that story because I want you to live, the people that listen to my show, I want you to live a better life. Won't you be healthy? Won't you go ahead and do certain things that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, do a challenge every now and then. Challenge yourself. Because when you was in school, they challenged you. They threw timetables in when after addition. Come on, now. You got to challenge yourself, too, in life. But one thing you don't do, you don't be challenging yourself and running under the bus over other people's money. Because you wouldn't have that job if you weren't making somebody else no money. So what I'm basically saying is this. After work, go take your butt home and work at least 2 to 3 hours on your new career. If you do that for 2 years straight, guarantee, guess what? You'll be working. But if they ever try to fire you or anything else, guess what? You got your own stuff going and you're making good amount of money. A lot of people do this and quit. My brother used to work with Big Sean's producer, main producer. And guess what? He was working for a good minute. Big Sean said, bro, you good. Don't work no more. You good. Come on with me. We out. He had to weigh it in a little bit. But after a while, guess what? He left. The reason why, you won't give me peanuts at this job and I have to work hard for the peanuts, or I come over here and work hard for my own stuff and I own the peanut factory. Come on, man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, this been your boy DJ Fluff 313. I just have to go ahead. I vented a little bit, and not only did I vent, I just basically hope this touched somebody out there and everything else. Just a reminder, you know what I'm saying? Some new albums is coming out of mine, and I'm working with Titan Records now. It's cool. I'm working with Titan Records, and one of my favorite video games is Titanfall. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying. My thing is this: I like Titanfall, and I like Titan Records. Hopefully, we can drop some stuff like Titanfall. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was super corny, but whatever. It's all good. I'm just happy. I'm blessed and everything else. Got a baby on the way, working with a real record label. Hopefully, I get signed to them. Not just doing whatchamacallit work, but it's cool. I get to get my music mixed down, mastered, and everything else. Baby, we didn't just hit the Pro Tools. You feel what I'm saying? Let's go. Your boy, DJ Fluff 313. Keep me in your prayers. I have a baby on the way. It's a good thing. All right, you guys. Next episode, we'll definitely be talking about kids' names. I want to tell you what I want to name my daughter, and I want to tell you what I wanted to name my son. But that's going to lead to another episode. Definitely, this week, try to get on my fan list, my fan email. And everything else, that's DJ Fluff 313. I'm pretty sure it should be on there by, this week, probably tomorrow. So, without further ado, y'all have a blessed one. See y'all in a minute. Peace.